Bing bong.
Bruh.
Bitches.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He needs some milk.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What's up, y'all?
And
we back.
Another one.
We just pop a shit.
Yeah, we got back for another one. Dope info. He just lit one. He just relaxed.
I hope y'all have to. Mazel tov.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
How's everybody doing?
Doing great, man. You already know right here. This is the voice of B-Boy. The one and only.
B-Some here.
Chill motherfucking will.
Dope info episode 191.
191.
Damn, son. Yeah.
Damn, dog. We got so much out now. They can make a chat AI out of my voice and shit.
No, they could.
Yeah. Have us saying all type of wild flavor shit.
That's, ain't that a bitch?
Uh-huh.
Speaking of wild flavor shit, it's crazy how it's still Saturday and they still making memes of my man Spence, yo.
Oh, we gonna talk about it.
We gonna recap.
Yeah, that was a great fight, man. Great fight.
Very one-sided, but yeah. I got any shout-outs?
Yeah, man. Shout-out to everybody, yo.
Shout-out to our listeners, followers.
Anybody that's here for the first time, for sure.
Shout-out to my man, Keith, Max.
Shout-out to my man,
Nico.
Did y'all get with Max? I think the last time was like, his birthday coming up or something.
Oh, nah, I ain't talked to Max in like over a year, for real. Yeah. I was hitting him up every once in a while, but he ain't respond to me, so I stopped hitting him up.
Yeah.
I asked his brother how he doing. He said he good, so that's all that matters,
for real.
Yeah. He alive.
Mm-hmm. Any shout outs, too? Oh, I guess you got yours off real quick. I don't really got no shout out. Kind of, it ain't like a personal shout out, but I don't know if y'all seen The Rock bought like some dude a house.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was tight.
Yeah, that's dope.
I don't know if y'all seen how he did it. Like him and the, I guess the dude was telling him his life story and telling him where he sleep at and shit.
He built it with his two hands.
Who you talking about?
The Rock built the house with
right,
his two
right,
hands.
No bullshit, right,
yeah, put the shit on, girders on his back and shit.
So they acted like they was riding somewhere going to check out somebody. And so they get there and The Rock is like calling out for somebody's name, but nobody's coming. And then the UFC fighter or the MMA fighter just started looking around the house and see pictures of him and his family.
Oh, in
he's
the
like,
crib.
Oh, shit, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, you creepy right, motherfuckers.
Rock, like, this is yours.
Like, how y'all get my pictures in here?
Mm-hmm.
The fuck? Start swinging on niggas.
Right.
Niggas broke up my house.
Yeah, slice me up. That's it, man.
Yeah, you already know, man. I'll just shout out to everybody, man, that's out here doing the best they can, of course.
Football officially kicked off. The Jets lost to the Cleveland Browns in the pregame. Mm.
Did I mean? I don't know.
Football kicked off, and I'm already bored. Already bored talking about it. Did they win or they lose?
The Jets lost.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
What else you seen this week, too?
Hey, you know there was this Cali judge that killed his wife.
No, I didn't know that. What the
California
fuck?
California judge killed his wife?
Yeah, he killed his wife. Shit was crazy.
I don't know. I mean, it's probably don't got nothing to do with that, but I seen an older man. He was like 80 who recently killed his wife. They found her body, like, chopped up in some suitcases and shit. So I don't know what the fuck.
Damn.
Like, yeah. I don't know, son.
Niggas wildin'.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it ain't cool.
And so what happened with the doctor? Or how they catch him?
Oh, he confessed. He confessed, came clean, admitted it. It was kind of sad though, cause like he's one of those he's very very powerful. So, I mean, that shit just struck my nerves, yo.
Might have thought he was too powerful.
Yeah.
Thought he'd get away with some shit.
Yeah. Oh, also another thing I want to talk about. Also, there was a kidnapping in Haiti. There was a kidnapping in Haiti, and there was this American nurse, and her child was kidnapped from a community in Haiti. I've been following Haiti on the CNN a lot. It's a lot going on right there, especially with their government. People getting kidnapped. Shootings. That shit crazy, man.
Yeah, nigga. You remember when we went to the DR? They had just killed the fucking president.
Sure did.
They ran up in his house and killed him.
Sure did.
Shit be different, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They don't play by the same rules, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Nah.
Oh, also, just then, fellas, I just want to let y'all know that summer sales of spiked alcohol beverages jumped 21%. That means summer. Shout out to everybody who's having a good time this summer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
White clawing it up, nigga. Yeah. You be trying to get on me about that shit like I give a fuck, nigga. I don't care. I beat niggas up. I drink white claws. I don't give a fuck.
Speaking of sales, so I think I sent it to you, Chill. You know, the recreation started here in Maryland.
July oh, yeah. 1st.
They made 87.5 million in the first month.
Oh, yeah. And we rolled past first the store. Month. And we rolled past the store.
And that's just Maryland. That's just Maryland, what Maryland got, right? Yeah. That's not how much was sold or that's how, no, you know, that's just how much basically profit that they made
now,
off
the,
taxes.
The way basically. The way I took it was that's how much the state made. And then if you take the extra 9% that's taxed, they'll get that. I don't think the state, I don't think they generated 87 million in like tax revenue.
I don't know because well, I mean all them joints are not state run. I mean most of them are because they were state run before they got
some of them independent. Yeah,
yeah, some of them are private, but yeah, I don't know. I guess I would have to. I never really thought about. I did see that statistic, but that's a hell of a lot of bread in a month anyway.
No, they just said sales. Like they didn't say the tax revenue. They just said like the total sales.
So that's not how much they're gonna make.
No. They like I took
specifically
it
specifically said that. Yeah. Okay.
That's how much they made just selling this shit. Now you know the breakdown.
Right before you know they paid out. Right, right.
And I mean, you think about it, though, it's taxed at 9%. The weed got just like the alcohol tax. You know, the regular state tax is 6%. So they tax an additional 3%.
So, and now on that note, speaking of like government agencies and shit, y'all ever heard of that Prime drink?
Prime drink?
It's a drink called Prime. Yeah, it's like a kind of Gatorade. And
yes.
Luke Paul, Logan Paul. I always call Logan this Paul. Nigga Luke Paul. Paul. Yeah, Logan Paul drink.
Oh, okay.
So they got one that's like a it's supposed to be like a kind of like a Powerade kind of drink, and it's made with like coconut water and shit. It's supposed to be sugar free, except it got the natural sugars and hella sugar. But they got another one that's like supposed to be like a caffeinated like Red Bull kind of energy drink and shit.
Yeah.
So they said that kids is crushing this joint and it's popping off. He got the sponsorship on the UFC, his shit on the cage and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that the FDA has asked to investigate them joints because one bottle of that shit got sick. The amount of caffeine at 6 cans of Coca-Cola. Like, 6 cans of Coca-Cola.
And it's supposed to be like not an energy drink, but like a Gatorade type of thing.
It's two different ones. So, one of them is like a Gatorade where it's like a refresh type of shit. Gotcha. Then there's one with the caffeine, too.
And then one you're talking about is with the caffeine, obviously.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. That's 6 cans of Coke.
Bro,
in
like,
there.
You know how much sugar is in a can of Coke,
yeah,
nigga?
Yeah, even the sugar with the caffeine. That
you said, to be clear real
heart,
quick,
yeah.
You said 16 times more or 6 times?
6.
6.
Six. So a 6-pack of Coke is one Prime.
Right.
Caffeine wise.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's.
Yeah. That's, so that's, that nigga that's, might have to. He might have to come up off something because that might be some kind of like false advertisement or like danger or something. Like, how the fuck does that get through the FDA in the first place? They supposed to be they're supposed to be monitoring that shit. They're supposed to know that beforehand. I guess it's kind of like how the fucking Four Loko did at that. Remember.
Four Locos.
Those were crazy
I used to fuck with the juices, nigga. Y'all know me. I'm chilling shit, bro. I used to get on them juices, bro. Want to go out and fight, nigga. Like,
what's the juices?
The juice was just like the Four Loko, but just like a different brand.
Okay.
To me, they were
stronger. I don't remember the juice.
Nigga.
It was just spelled J U I C E.
Huh?
It was spelled J U I C E.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember those.
Yeah. They took them off the shelf before Four Logos.
It had the caffeine in it too.
All that shit, bro.
Nah, that shit was wrong as hell, bro. Bro,
caffeine, malt liquor.
Dog.
Nigga,
ooh, sugar. Hella sugar.
Nigga.
Nah, that shit.
I had to leave that shit alone, bro. Like, for
nah,
real.
That's like some shit
that
on
shit
the.
That shit got me out of character.
That's some shit on the Avengers or something that turned a nigga into a villain.
Nah, I'm glad they took them off the show.
Nigga,
bro.
That shit was not safe at all, bro.
Not at all. Like, that's like.
I think I drank one of them joints and I was like, oh, nah.
Like,
I'm not fucking with this.
Nah,
I don't
like
how
you
this
shouldn't,
is.
You shouldn't drink a beverage like that.
Nah.
And feel more fucked up than you taking like straight shots, bro. Like, you.
Nah.
It's too much going on.
That shit worse than cocaine, son.
For real.
For real.
And I believe I, you know, it. I, and I ain't never tried cook, but I believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I have.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, that shit, nah, anything that make you not yourself, nah, you gotta leave that shit alone. Get that shit out of here.
I definitely like the way Coke smell.
Yeah, oh, me too. Love it. Crystals, nigga.
Man.
But man, real quick before we get too deep in some shit, let's talk about the Spence Crawford joint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, hell of a fight, man.
I had Bud winning the whole time. Definitely not in that fashion. Like, Bud normally starts slow. Like, he might take his time, download niggas, fourth, fifth round, then he gonna turn it up. Nigga ain't waste no time, bro. And that could have been strategic, knowing that he's a pressure fighter. He's going to try to bring it right to me. I got to be able to, you know.
Nigga.
But, man.
From what I hear, Slim is orthodox boxer.
Who?
Crawford.
He do both. He switch.
Yeah, no, he fought that whole fight southpaw.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, he didn't even, normally, when he fighting crazy. Dudes, he got to switch.
That's crazy.
But so backstory, I don't know if you know how that happened was, he right-handed, but when he was in, like, 7th, 8th grade, he broke his hand. And, like, his training, I'm like, yeah, you can't come to the gym because your hand broke, nigga. Like, just, he's like, nah, so I'm working my left. And that's how he got to the point where his left was stronger than his right.
That's why the jazz was fucking him up, because it really is.
Dog.
Yeah,
them niggas, nah, listen, man.
But it go to what you're saying, though, because, like you said, usually fell a nigga out and then he'll switch to the southpaw. Mm-hmm. But he can't smack at this nigga southpaw,
yep.
Switch his whole game plan up. Like, he felt one punch from the nigga. He was like, oh, all right.
So I'm and about that's what to he said. He's like, yeah, I got hit one time. He was like, oh, that's it. But I don't know if y'all remember, too. It was a point in the second round where them niggas that got clinched up together.
Him down, that was when you knocked him down.
Well,
the second,
before
right?
He knocked him down.
Yeah.
They got to clinch or whatever. You know, Spence supposed to be the biggest, stronger guy, but Bud, like, pushed this nigga.
Yeah.
Like, pushed him up off, and, like, Spence flew back. He's like, yo, once I knew I could push him, and, like, it was a wrap after that.
Yeah, it got to the point where niggas was talking about he looked like he was high. He got brain injury from the car wreck.
Right.
Dehydrated from the weight. Yeah, he had
everything.
They say he looked crazy.
It'd be one thing if this was his first fight since the accidents, but then you ran through Danny Garcia,
mm-hmm.
Ugas, Porter. Like, it's been some fights since but I don't know, man. It was
a good fight. Yeah, I mean, it was a good performance.
Good performance, yeah. Homie was outclassed.
Yeah, Bud was crushing him.
And I look at it like, I mean, he could go back to the drawing board and try to work some shit, but, like, you can't make yourself faster than a nigga. You can't make yourself more athletic
accurate.
Than a nigga. Like,
accurate. He was accurate.
Spence is like a straight to you fighter. But if a nigga get lateral on you, that's when he get problems.
Yeah.
But
did y'all watch any of the UFC joints?
Nah.
Man, yeah, it was some good.
I heard the one joint. I think it was. Too. Did somebody get stopped early, like early in one of the fights?
Derek Lewis ran straight up to the nigga and kneed him in the face. Like, soon as the fight started, he just ran up to him and just did a fucking jumping double knee. Need this nigga in his jaw and broke this nigga's teeth, son.
Oh, shit. We're up
this nigga's teeth now. He said his teeth broke. Like, he said my whole jaw fucked up. My teeth
broke.
What's
crazy, though?
He need him so hard.
What's crazy? The nigga probably had him. I'm sure he had a mouthpiece in.
Yeah, right? He got with a mouthpiece.
All right, so nigga, that's through the mouthpiece.
Yeah, crushed him. Crushed him. Derek Lewis. You know Derek Lewis, Black Beast. Mm-hmm. He like 260 pounds.
Yeah.
Ran straight across the ring. Beep, beep, beep.
Shit.
And then Dustin Poirier got kicked in the head. Yeah, and that's crazy because when we fucking train the fucking blocking the kicks, Professor always say you gotta fucking wet block the wedge and then sweep it downwards.
Right,
because he kicked straight through the joint. Like, he blocked it. Poirier blocked it. He had to block here. He just kicked straight through it and knocked him out anyway. You gotta
push it down.
Yeah, you
gotta
dissipate some of the energy.
That makes
not
a perfect sense.
Because either niggas, I've seen niggas get their arm broke getting kicked. Yeah. I've seen niggas get knocked the fuck out.
You think about it, like, people don't understand, like, your legs is way stronger than your hands, so like
so much more powerful.
That's why when you see niggas get kicked,
and the bones harder, so it's like that's it. Like you gotta dissipate some of that energy, or that shit'll knock you the fuck out.
That made perfect sense though. You gotta like
he got to stand up, and it was like these niggas train so much. Like we was talking about last week with the Caleb Plant shit. Like he was already getting fucked up, and he still was able to get his hand up the block. He just couldn't. He still got kicked through that shit, and knocked his ass the fuck out.
Yeah, that's
that shit was a good ass fight.
Yeah. Which I think, I don't know if it's this, is it this weekend? Nah, Jake Paul fight tonight.
Nah, it's tomorrow. I mean, tonight, yeah, that's what I meant to say.
But Tyson Fury fight Ngannou
sometime soon.
Who y'all think gonna happen in that fight? Think Tyson gonna whoop
him? Yeah, he just gonna piece him up. He just gonna jab him,
Yeah,
yeah, and then son gonna get beat up and try to grab him.
The thing about it, yeah, The thing about it is, yeah, Tyson should beat him, but homeboy got that power. I think if he could get
he's a worse boxer than Deontay Wilder, exactly. Obviously.
And he don't got the reach that homeboy Wilder got neither. So
he usually got the reach.
He about
over
to walk.
People,
he about to work circles around this nigga.
He probably gonna try to do the Zangief Street Fighter move on him and shit. When he start getting beat up, he gonna try to spinning power driver this nigga in the seventh round after he done got beat the shit up. You good over there, Chili?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Yo.
Yeah, you looking like cooked over there for real.
Yeah,
you motherfucking
Jimmy. You wanted you asked for
shit over there.
You got it, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga asked for that Jimmy, you bro.
Nigga acting like we ain't recording the pod right now. I know. Shit, over there thinking this shit.
Yeah, you just gotta.
Fuck you think about, nigga. What y'all think about what y'all think about this Lizzo shit, man?
You was crazy. What happened with Lizzo? I don't know what happened.
So
I've heard of some whatever, some shit.
So they saying that her backup dancers are kind of like suing her or something because of like sexual harassment
and hostile work environment.
She calling them fat. She fucking.
Oh, she calling her workers fat.
Yeah, her backup dancers and shit. The people that work on tour with her. Yeah, so that's like.
You know what's crazy? When I heard sexual harassment, I'm thinking, okay, maybe she got some male dancers. And
nah,
like,
it's
come
just
up.
A bunch. So apparently she made these niggas go to like a topless bar in Vegas or something, and made the one woman was like. She was like, touch the lady titties. And the woman was like, I don't want to. And then she was like, touch the titties. And she made the woman touch the titties and shit. So she's saying that's like sexual harassment or something, you know. Yeah, I mean, and it is.
Whatever, it's something. You
it
can,
is, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You my boss, you can't make me do that shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
None of that shit.
And they were saying, yeah. And it was even still, like, before even that got to that point, they were saying that she goes out and she kind of puts the pressure on them to go out with her. If you don't want to go out, she'll kind of, you know, act funky to you,
she,
and she's calling
seemed,
people
she
crazy names.
Like,
and
she seemed like, I mean, I don't know too much about Lizzo. I know,
yeah,
she, you know what I mean, but seemed like she the type who like need an entourage to feel
word.
Like she, you know what I'm saying? Like, why
so,
why you making? Because to me, you think about it though, like you bringing your whole team with you.
Yeah,
that's just more expensive. Like you
yeah,
talking about your dancers. You of course you got your security and shit, but.
But so it's like she's making it to that too, but she's also making it to like a power play where like the only way you can advance or be better. Yeah, yeah, my good graces, because I'm the star shit. So I know you're not really online like that or whatever. So now the Discord is like a bunch of niggas and women like laughing because like, she was supposed to be the fat joint. I mean, the fat acceptance like, person now, how you gonna be discriminating against, and niggas is kind of like taking victory laps
that
and like
is
laughing
funny though that
and
she
shit.
Calling them fat like she's not fat,
but I don't find it funny though. I find it sad more than anything.
Ironically,
it's more sad than anything.
Yeah, true.
Because like you saying about the entourage thing, that kind of goes into, and you know we don't know this woman, but it goes into my perception of, you know, it's pretty good. She seems like she's insecure, you know, like all the whole. I'm out at the basketball game with my ass out, and who cares? Like, it doesn't seem like she's secure when she's doing those things. It does not seem like she's just
like
living her life,
I mean,
you know?
Right. To me, it's almost like she's doing that to,
it's
try,
overcompensation.
To try to stay
relevant
type shit.
Well, not even that. I mean, I think it's more like her, like, not really liking who she is. Because people that do things like this to other people don't like who they are. Like, you don't treat people like that. If you fuck with who you are, and you know, regardless of if you're fat or if you're not or short or tall or whatever
too,
the case,
well,
may be.
It makes it worse when you're fat yourself. It ain't like you.
Of course,
you know
yeah,
saying?
But
so
that's a lot of that's something that I learned.
Everybody not like her in the sense that everybody not a celebrity and rich or whatever, and can, you know what I mean? Like most fat women don't get the attention that she get.
Yeah,
so it's like
and a lot of the attention that she gets
big
is
women.
Because she draws
yeah.
She draws attention to herself, which is, you know, which is what celebrities do
by doing shit that we talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, but it just seemed, I don't know, she just don't seem like she like herself for real to me. If she was, but it doesn't seem, it's not something that I'm like ha 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 look at her, like I don't know, get your shit together, lady. It's fucked up. And she made a song about the shit too. She was like, "Bitches suing me, but I don't give a NDA." She said she had some kind of lyric. I seen a nigga.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
what's
clip on Twitter?
Funny enough, I probably know like one. I heard like one of her songs.
Oh yeah, I don't know any of it. I couldn't even identify that song that was right there.
Mm-hmm.
So what y'all think about my man Kodak? You know, he got rushed to the hospital. Y'all hear about that?
Seen that video.
Yeah. Yeah, he got rushed to the hospital, man. He said he just wasn't feeling good. So he rushed.
I mean, like, I think we might have mentioned it last part.
Yeah,
we
I'm about we to seen say, videos Wilson, you bring of him. Up Kodak every time.
But I mean, it was like in between the pod though when that video came out of him. He like a gurney and being pushed into the hospital.
Oh, I didn't
shit.
See that.
Yeah, yeah. Like a fan or somebody, you know, seen him coming
filming.
In.
Filming.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you know this nigga is on the way to the hospital and you just start filming?
And you in that bitch. Unless, only thing I think of is less, but I don't.
He just saw him when he was, but they was pushing him. Man, it doesn't matter.
I was about to say, like, maybe it was somebody who was around him and they beat him person. To the hospital. Like
maybe. Yeah,
like I say, people was wondering who, the people around you, your team shouldn't be recording you and putting that out of you. Nigga, look at you leaning on some heroin or some shit. Like, for real. So.
Man, he knew the perk was fake.
And still took it.
He still hated it, nigga.
So, yeah. That's Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Super random, man. What's the, I think I wrote it down. Yeah, what's the best thing y'all invested in lately? It could be anything, like
shit myself, like shit.
Yeah, myself too, especially with the IT thing.
I was just read, like it could have been like taking some IT courses or whatever.
The whole fact that where I'm at right now, like I took a leap of faith. I quit my job. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I couldn't do it no more. Right. I had no plan. Well, I formulated a plan, and that shit came to fruition. So like I'm moving, I'm grooving. I'm in this job now where it's sweet. It's not sweet, but it's just basically everything that I was already doing at my job.
It is
before.
Sweet, though. It is sweet, though. I'm going to tell you why. Because you're doing something you want to do.
Yeah, like shit.
And like, you know
what
I mean?
Path to where I can maneuver and go to different, you know, different places. I got a branch, a tree branch I can go off of.
Mm-hmm.
And the network and shit, so.
Nah, that's tight,
definitely
man.
That.
That you too, Chili, with the.
Yeah, thing. Also thing, like I said, I took a leap of faith. Did the IT courses, took the test, prepared myself. Man, especially just needed a new start, man. Just needed a new start. And most importantly, man, I knew I could get there. I knew I could get there.
Yeah.
And, it's a lot, but at the same time, it goes a lot into that shit though. And we can talk about this too. Because then you got to get the cert. Then you got to get your resume together. Then you got to find a job recruiter. Then you got to apply online. Then you got to play the waiting game, you know. Then always remember, a lot of people don't know this. You'll fill out maybe 15, 20 applications to maybe get a call back or email reply.
Yeah. Shit, definitely easy.
Yeah. You'll maybe apply. They'll call you back. You know, we like your resume. You know, it's a lot of that stuff is contracted. You know what I'm saying? You got to find something that's worth it. Oh, they'll give you like a 4-month temp. You know what I'm saying? But that ain't really worth it because in 4 months you back to where you was. You know, so you it's a lot of good and the bad that comes with that shit too, though. Mm-hmm. See, that's what I'm just telling you what they're not gonna tell you.
That's life, man.
Yeah,
it's life. You gotta expect that with anything. So that should be a background thought. Like that shouldn't even be a forefront thought, because that's how everything is gonna be. Everything,
cold,
yeah. Everything has a positive and negative. You just gotta
sweet
wait the option.
Sour.
Yeah.
But shit, for me, shit, I recently bought a bicycle.
Oh, sweet.
Like I ain't buy a little, you know, like a little Huffy or nothing like that. Like I bought like a.
Dang,
I don't know if y'all heard of the brand Trek.
Yeah.
The brand that, you know, they got them $10, $15. I ain't get no shit like that. But
what type of bike is it?
I got a Marlin 5. I don't know if you
I mean like
it's
a
mountain
road
bike.
Bike or mountain
no,
bike.
A mountain
okay.
bike.
You about
okay.
to be Lance Armstrong, you about to get your miles
bro,
in.
I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Like niggas be bro, I rode that shit downtown. Like, you know, we'll be go to the Cuban spot, you like I can ride from here downtown, like
you should ride that joint yeah. to on the trail.
Mm. I
at,
do
Sugarloaf. Can't
that
you ride
too,
on
like,
the trail?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, not to cut you off, but you just reminded me of fucking Pee Wee Herman, man, riding the bike and shit.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Pee Wee Herman, man. Yeah. You just think, I just thought about you riding the bike with your feet out and shit.
Yep. But nah, like, you know, like, especially for me, I don't know about y'all. Like, I definitely ain't bought a bike as an adult.
Yeah.
Or, like, really rode one since high school, for real.
Damn.
Like, you know, it's.
Shout out to my nigga Riley Young. I know he ain't listening, but shout out to him. He let me hold his road bike. That joint been in my basement for a minute. I still never rode. It's one of them joints with the skinny tires though. So ride it. You got to ride it on the
Now them shits be scooting, bro. Like we was, and then you got to be careful too. Like not careful, but shit, niggas be having them electric bikes, but still with the pedals. Yeah. Like we was riding, nigga, we coming down hill. I'm in like 8, and joint I got 16 gears.
Yeah,
I'm in 16th gear. This nigga just come flying. I'm like, what the fuck?
You bought a helmet?
No, I ain't got a helmet.
Oh shit! All
right. I probably should get one.
Of course you should.
No bullshit.
Because I know you used to ride like the dirt bikes and ATVs, but it's much more of a chance you'll fall off a bike than an ATV.
But not even that though. It's more so like you riding with traffic, bro. Like you.
That's
what
I'm saying.
You got the bike lanes and shit like that. But like once you get downtown, nigga, you in the lanes and shit. So
I guess not more chance that you'll fall off. It's just more variables going on while you riding that bike.
Like you said, right? When you riding the phone, so you like in the woods.
Yeah, exactly.
And it ain't really
if
you fall, cars,
it's pretty much gonna be your fault.
Right.
If you did some or you fucking got a bad luck, but some nigga can make a right turn and cream you and shit like.
But like I tell you, man, like. That shit is so like fun and fun though, for real.
I need to get out.
And
on,
I'm like,
on
nigga, I'm buying everything for that bike. Like I bought the motherfucking lights and like the, you know, you can buy like the little like headlights and the brake lights and shit. And
you know what? I need to buy. So I think the reason why I haven't ridden it out because I want to ride it like far. It's the trail. It's called Anyhead Rail Trail out by in Waldorf.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
That joint far shit. It go miles and miles.
For sure.
I need to buy like a repair kit or something. I'm scared to go like 10 miles out or something and then a fucking chain break or
something.
That's
the
shit.
Thing though,
nah, fuck, I gotta walk 10 miles back.
Nah, I get you.
Dragging this bike
you, but shit, nah, like if you get a good bike, bro, like.
This bike is amazing, but shit happens. You know what I mean?
That,
like,
true
yeah,
true
like, well, you get a flat tire or some shit.
True that.
And you just out there now, you can't do shit. Like, you just gotta walk back now. So,
yeah,
that's more what I'm,
thinking about now,
yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah,
but now,
but I just get a little fanny pack or something with some repair shit in there. Some screws.
That makes sense. Yeah,
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 yeah.
Like I carry my little.
I need
same,
to get a helmet too.
I got like a little pack, a little tight backpack that I use when I'm hiking and shit.
Put
the little sipping tool,
and
all
shit.
That.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Nah, that shit is fun, man. I got like 12 miles another day. Roll downtown. That shit's hard.
The watch recognized that you want to buy.
All that shit, bro. Like, it. You know what I mean? I be.
Yeah, I gotta get a new watch, man. My fucking this Fitbit shit.
What app do you use to clock your miles?
Apple joint. So like that joint that like map out your whole
your
whole
so
joint.
So it go by the distance. It's not like tracking your body.
Nah, it tracks your heart rate, your calories, all that shit.
I guess I meant like your steps, movement, your it's called a gyrometer or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
The physical joint. Because it can't really tell when you holding the handlebars, you know. It can kind of tell, but. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, you said it depending on what you're doing. Like, so
yeah,
if
you
I
can
go for
set
a walk,
it to,
I'm walking. If I'm riding a
bike,
you
can set it to bike.
It's smart. Like, it knows too. Like, it knows, like, if I'm running, they be like, oh, you run if you walk. If I walk a certain distance, if I'm riding a bike, like, oh, are you cycling?
Yeah. I know a lot of times my joint, when I'm cutting the grass, it'll think that I'm riding a bike.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the same kind of, you know.
That too, and then your heart rate going up.
Yeah,
like, you doing something.
It'll say I'm riding a bike in a circle and shit on in the front lawn. You good over there, Chili? I'm gonna ask you again, man. You straight?
Yeah, though, man.
Yeah.
I ain't heard
good
you.
Exercise and all that.
Ain't saying shit in like an hour.
I would say, man, niggas.
I'm up in the moon right now.
Definitely.
Get,
you a
get
fry,
bikes,
dog.
My guy.
Yeah.
My guys.
Yeah. No, that is a good exercise, man.
Something
chill. You can
real.
See. You can get the groove and the moving.
Every motherfucking day. All that bitch early today with kids. My nephew here and shit, too. Yeah.
So I know you said the football starting shit. I guess that means the college football about to start too.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So I seen this crazy shit. And I ain't looking and researching too much into it because I think it's real. Pretty sure it's real. It says from the Clemson Wire. So Clemson linebacker TJ Dudley was dismissed from the team for selling pictures of unsuspecting teammates in the locker room on OnlyFans. The nigga, and he switched in the portal to Ole Miss now. So he plays for Ole Miss now.
See, my thing is like,
how can you bring this nigga into your locker room?
Not only that, like, how you? I mean, I guess niggas is probably setting their phone up in the locker, and, you know what I mean? I'm just thinking, like, how are you getting this? It ain't like a nigga just walking around with the joint taking
pictures. He could have been acting like he was texting or something, you know? Yeah. Like, I need to actually look this shit up and make sure it's real. Yeah, it's real for sure. Entrepreneurial spirit. That's the title of one of these articles.
Nah.
Entrepreneurial spirit.
That ain't it.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. I feel like that's a crime, though. He should go to jail for that.
Because
if he did that to a woman, that's a crime. That's a crime. You selling pictures of my sling on the line.
I was just about to ask what kind of niggas is probably getting out of the shower and shit.
Oh, nah. Matter of fact, fuck that. I'm suing you because you making bread off of my schlong, nigga. Where my money at?
And you got to see me.
Yeah. Nah. He already seen you. He seen you and told you.
Physically.
Pause.
We got to throw hands.
Yeah, nah. I only want to touch a nigga, man. Like, this is a violation, dog. You a cold nigga, man. And then Lane Kiffin is the coach of Ole Miss, apparently. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
Yep. But he done moved around. Yeah, because he's a piece of shit. So, obviously, he going to bring this nigga to the locker room. How would you feel if you was at Ole Miss and then he brought this nigga into your shit?
So wait, he was at somewhere else and hit
Clemson.
The portal. Oh, and hit the portal. He got dismissed
at Clemson.
Wow,
kicked him off the team. Yeah. And now he got picked up and went to Ole Miss.
I mean, shit, that shit been going on. Like, they feel like you can help the team win. I mean, niggas.
That's crazy. But right. that's like a direct violation against the team. I feel like that's a detriment to the team.
That's a violation against the morale. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
There's no way
that's
you can. Like, how you want us to piece this up?
Because even if we
take the precaution to it, like that shit could never happen again. We still.
That's a weird ass nigga, man. Like, we know too much about you. Like, we know
what type of
that you like to do weird shit, and not even that you. Of course, you can do weird shit in your crib all you want, but you in here fucking taping my dick and shit, like, and putting it online and making bread. What the fuck, dog? Yeah. I feel like that's a crime, bro. That should not be illegal. Yeah, that shit is illegal, son. He's selling pictures of me. This nigga need to get his ass whooped, man.
A few times.
Yeah.
Few times.
So I was watching this little this thing on the internet about Microsoft, right? So very, very strategic by Microsoft, and what they'll be doing is they buy up small startup companies, IT startup companies, and for software integration, and they also make a lot of money off of it. Which is kind of smart because they're the bigger company.
Buying up the competition.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? That's motherfucking.
Spot King Chili.
Oh.
So what are you saying? What about Microsoft?
Oh, I was looking. They're doing more the same? Yeah,
I was looking into it.
And I said, you know what? That's smart as shit of what they do because they got the money. You know? I was thinking from a business move, you know? Integrate with them, small business, you can eventually buy them out or take their best talent, put them on your staff. You know what I'm saying?
So you just gave a round of applause for capitalism? Like, is that what you just did? What?
I didn't say that. I was just looking into it. It was like,
yeah, that's how business works, dog.
Cap gon' cap.
You
got a title.
You funny as shit. Y'all heard of this movie called Sound of Freedom?
Mm-mm.
So apparently these niggas, the nigga that played Jesus in that Passion of the Christ movie, they made a movie, basically a QAnon movie, about an international cult stealing the kids and using the adrenochrome and shit. It's the whole QAnon thing. They made a movie about it and shit. Mm. Trying to expose, child cabals and shit across the world, and Hillary Clinton emails and all
you,
that
have
shit.
You, have you looked into, they say, a bunch of hotel companies, hotel businesses are
on that shit. There are some, there are definitely some individual hotels that are in on sex trafficking. I was reading a thread about a joint, I think it was in Largo or Laurel or something, where they were saying, like, niggas are fake, like they housekeeping or something, or the housekeeping a knock, and then the nigga come and snatch people up and shit. But,
yeah, I seen a video. It was like a lady in the hotel, and like somebody knocked on the door, acting like they was housekeeping. And she was like, "Yeah, I ain't asked for this. Like, what y'all doing here? Whatever." And they just kept, what's it called? And I guess they was trying to get in the room.
Yeah, so she locked the door. Yeah, I saw that video too. She was filming the door. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but oh, good. That's like examples of real life shit that's happening.
That can happen, right?
So these niggas is making these movies that are fan. This movie that's like this fantasy shit that's like. It's fucking like fake as shit. They it's like conspiracy theory shit. But guess what happened? So that movie came out like a couple months ago or something, and it's like it was controversial and shit and all this, and they was acting like liberals is silencing us and all this shit. Mm-hmm. So guess what happened a couple days ago with one of the people that financed the movie and shit, which would make him a producer and shit.
Guess what happened with him?
Guess what happened.
Something illegal.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Something, all right. You're going down the right road. Yeah, I mean, so what illegal do you think happened with this guy? That made a movie about the childhood of QAnon.
He was probably fucking with some children.
Child kidnapping. So he get the nigga that made the movie about the childhood of
can't make this shit up.
Yeah, dog. It's like satire at this point. You can't even make jokes about it because the reality is a joke.
Yeah.
The nigga that made the QAnon movie about Hillary Clinton emails and the Pizzagate and all that shit. That's what these niggas is on.
Those be the ones, man. Like,
mm-hmm.
Those be the ones, man.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's like the insecurity.
It's like, yeah, and they got to, like, speak their truth in a sick way. Like,
but the fact that you feel like you got to speak it out. It kind of shows me the insecurity of the same thing I was saying about Lizzo.
Right. You know they ain't right.
The same shit
and
about...
And I'm sure they trying to put it in a way to make the kidnappers look... Yeah, like, nah, that's you.
Not to conflate Lizzo with a pedophile, but more or less, like, if you, like, a bigger joint and you just got to call attention to that all the time or something. It's like me, if I call attention to that I am not tall all the time. You know what I mean?
Right,
I'm
like, right,
oh,
right,
yeah,
right.
Just making jokes and shit.
Know,
yeah, or like, ha, 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 all that type of shit. It's like... We see you making jokes and you trying to make it seem like you're cool with this.
But at this point, like, what are you trying to...
Right. Like, we, you know, it's like, we get it, bro. Like, that's your insecurity coming out. That's your, you know...
That would
just
be like
your soul.
That would just say the people can't even... You can't hide that shit, though. Like, no,
yeah.
Some shit, you know.
Sometimes they can, and it's like, well, it'll sleek out, and you know what I mean? It'll be this thing, and then... Or it'll manifest to where you say these things about other people. Like, this is what I hate. Somebody, that's what I meant to say earlier. Like, somebody told me this shit. Shout out to the homie Janae and shit. That's my Hawaiian homie and shit. But she told me that, like, well, she didn't teach me that, but she explained and showed me that a lot of times the things that you see in other people that get you so triggered and that you hate or whatever is the shit that you don't like about yourself. Like,
if it can cause you to go to a certain place, or you can get
if it can affect you so much that somebody else is taking this action or doing this thing, then that's something that
you
probably don't like about yourself.
Like,
or you can't just let that shit live, or just accept that's how people are, or you know, it's just a lot of people don't fuck with themselves, man, and that's the crux of a lot of everything, for real, man.
It all starts from self within.
Hell yeah. You already know.
That's crazy, because you out there, when you do some shit like that, especially with that trafficking shit. See, what a lot of people don't know about that trafficking shit is that, like, not only is a big business, you know what I'm saying? You got your big ass fucking corporations, and you got a lot of people with big names in it. You know the Island Boys? You know they was on the island, but
Boys coming out talking about they gay now.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. I've seen
they doing a lot on there now. Yeah, now I seen almost into the group. I seen the video of the dude.
You don't think they was on the island though?
I don't. I mean, I saw a picture of some people that could look be them or not.
The Island. No, it wasn't the Island Boys, but one of the dudes who be talking to him. I think it's like a, I don't know if he mixed or something, like a white boy, but like Aiden Ross or some shit.
Oh, he like a big the streamer nigga.
So yeah, he was on a like a three way Zoom
millions
joint
of followers.
Right, he was on like a three way Zoom joint with Charleston White, and then he was portraying like this heavyweight trans girl was his girlfriend. So like, you know, niggas be I don't think he's
playing. That's one of his things that he be saying gay shit. He be doing gay shit all the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Him and it's another little black dude that got dreads and shit.
Or some shit.
No, it's a nigga named Speed. He done got so famous off the fucking streaming shit. This nigga be hanging out with Ronaldo and shit, and he was at the Messi joint, and like they make him famous. He's known for just saying gay shit and doing gay shit and acting like he's sucking dick, and him and his friends be just. That's just how these little niggas act and shit. That's how they play. So it's fucking weird as shit.
Yes. Nasty times to be growing up in, like.
Speaking of that, like, it's another nigga. It's a nigga named Kai Cenat.
That's what I was thinking about. That's what I was just thinking about.
Nah, yeah. So he's just another one too. He be hanging with Aiden Ross and I've seen him doing a bunch of gay shit. Today or yesterday. This nigga said he from New York. He in New York. He said,
I think he got like arrested or something for like.
That's what I'm about to say. So he said that I'm about to give out the PlayStation 5. PS5. And he called the fucking riot. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you cannot though. Like, who the fuck?
Let's start a motherfucking riot in this hoe. But they definitely arrested his ass. And they fucked his truck up or something, because he pulled up out there.
Yeah.
And when he ain't had the shit, they start crushing his joint. Or maybe he did have some. He maybe had like five of them or some shit. I don't know. But they had a picture of a drone, like a drone. Police filmed the drone joint on it. It was like thousands and thousands of people out there.
Nah, that joint's packed. If you pulled up without that joint, you promoting you deserve what you got.
Yeah, you definitely gotta go to jail for fucking.
But I mean, that ain't he gonna get right out. This is nothing but like publicity for him.
I mean, he gonna have to do something sometime or pay a fine or something.
Yeah, probably something like.
I feel like they gonna try to give him on the most they can get him on. It might be like an actual crime. But I don't know what's up with these weird ass niggas these motherfuckers be following, man. Like. Where the fuck this nigga come from? Why is they're not interesting at all. Like, they just say things and scream and, like.
That's why I be like.
They don't even really play the game. Like, they don't even play the game no more. Like, they used to play the game. And I guess that's how they got famous in the first place. But now they just stand there and talk to each other and say gay shit and scream and act like fucking children and shit. But. I don't know. These young niggas are different, man.
They way different.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, though.
I'm sure they're saying that we was different from the generation before us.
Of course we were. Because our parents was like, y'all playing them Nintendos. Everything was a Nintendos. Yeah. And now these niggas is getting famous from playing a fucking game. And they're not even good at the game. Like, they just...
Got the views, the...
It's just, I don't know. It's like random lottery or something.
To make it entertaining for...
I mean, I can't hate. Obviously, some of these niggas got the Riz and shit. That's what the youngest call the charisma. Y'all heard me? See,
they call the Riz. That's the Riz. Yeah. But see, that's some generational shit. Like, we would never say the Riz.
So if you hear niggas talking about the Riz, that's what they talking about. Basically, can you get bitches
the
and shit?
The Riz. That's funny. Yeah, I ain't charisma. That's, you hipping me.
Because I heard them niggas saying Riz and Riz, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And then, I looked it up and it was like, it was supposed to be short for charisma. And I was like, oh, that's actually a little clever for real.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah.
It's like a spin on words.
Yeah,
You flipping something because for us, you know, we thinking about, you know, what we think about.
You get bitches. But that's what they talk about too, you know, like, oh, he talking to the youngest, he got the Riz and shit, you know. I always see him talking with the youngest because he got the Riz. The youngest at the gym, he teaching me that shit too.
It's good. It's good to have. Like, that's why I wish. I mean, shit, I'm out this joint. I don't really. I mean, I catch little young boys around here, but like, I wish I was closer to, like, my nephew and shit. Like, live closer to it. Like, I'll be around him and his friend. I can get that lingo. Like, are you saying you go to the gym and say, you know what I mean? The red. That's funny. That's funny as shit.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. It's like, used to be, like, regional shit, you know? Like, stuff used
but
to be.
But with the internet,
everything is universal.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's like, there's no.
Just like man, say
we talk like this, they talk like this.
You see that in the music, like you got niggas from New York sounding like some down south niggas.
Yeah, and that used to be the only way we would get like lingo from other places and shit.
Right, we had to figure it out.
Like, what the fuck is these New Orleans niggas talking about for real?
Like, Houston
or whatever, you know. But now it's just like everything is the same. Everybody sounds the same.
Or, you know, you be hippie like because of the internet.
It's homogenous.
Once it's out there, you figure shit out.
Anybody can sound like anything.
Especially with so many outlets. Yep. You got the outlets. You got technology. You got the auto tune. You can make any type of song you want, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Or you can sit and smoke and make a podcast if you want, man.
That too.
The world is yours.
And everything in it.
Yeah, always
it's out
remember.
There. Get on your grind and get it. Hey. Hands in the air. I'm just going
to live it.
Damn, that's crazy. That was a good time. You know, you know how you can remember what you was doing at that time.
Yeah, nah, that first Jeezy album was motherfucking.
Come on, dog. That was freshman year.
Yeah.
He already had the little buzz with the mixtapes and shit. But then the album came out.
Nigga,
I was like, oh,
was on fire. Was you a Morgan at that time?
Not in 2003, nah. Cause that's when it came out, like 04, 03.
So then shit, we was in high school then. Okay. So maybe that was then.
Oh no, nah, you might be right because you graduated after I did. So
I graduated high school in 05.
Okay, so if you was in college then yeah, I was at Morgan. Because I started Morgan in 05. So
either way, we was listening to it.
No, I was definitely listening to it at Morgan and shit, because we was cranking that joint, you remember that first week? And then the Chopped and Screwed came out,
nigga,
and we was cranking that for months after it.
I remember freshman year, like when we first all moving in, and we had like a block party. Gotta stay high, nigga. The fucking yard was going crazy.
Yeah, that was when 3-6 Mafia became like mainstream for real.
Because we
was cranking 3-6 Mafia,
but it wasn't like that.
Nobody really knew about them. That was one of those regional things.
You talking
like,
about that 3-6 Mafia uncut on BET?
Mafia. Like what, nigga? Yeah. All the posse songs and shit. Man, nah, that was my shit. 3-6.
Hey, yo, he came to Norfolk State and shut that shit down.
Who?
Jeezy.
Oh, word. Yeah, he came to Morgan. He came to Morgan too.
That's the thing about going to HBCU, nigga. You gonna see some niggas for the low.
I think Jeezy came,
nigga. We seen
during the recession era though. He came after.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
We seen Jeezy, Wayne, Ross, Jock, T.I. If you was popping it when we seen
yeah.
you, nigga. Like,
yeah, they know they
nigga,
do the HBCU
they
tour.
Yeah, that shit.
Yeah,
nigga.
We had Ross, we had Wayne, we had
Y'all had to have everybody we did because
yeah,
we all
pretty
the
much
same.
The same.
You know what
yeah, they just travel on right on down
right
and shit. Because our homecomings be
and
like
they all the next week.
Back.
So
yeah,
nigga, that
yeah,
shit
like shit. Still, the most legendary is the I saw Kanye at fucking A&T. That was our homecoming.
I don't think we saw Ye. No, we didn't.
That
see
was Ye. But see that was my freshman year. That was when I graduated in 03. So yeah, that was right when the College Dropout came out. Like, and this nigga was still doing shit like that, doing homecomings and shit. This nigga performed in a goddamn gym, son. It literally seems like a dream, for real, yeah. It seemed
think,
like it did
hey,
not happen.
Look, 03, you think about it now, nigga, that's 20 years ago.
Yeah, right. It does not seem like it really happened. That was a crazy time for me, because that was just 1 year for me. And also, what was crazy for me, too, was Terrence J was the...
host of 106?
No. Terrence J was the class president of A&T at the time when I went to A&T.
Yeah.
And he, I was at the probate when he crossed over Q and shit. And they was talking shit about him because the nigga there. He was, you know, he was all on his path to being that type of person as he is. That's why I wasn't surprised when he popped up on goddamn BET and shit. Because he was always that.
Doing that.
Yeah, he was like that, you know, famous type of dude and shit. it's crazy because it was another young man, R.P. Julian, yeah. It was a nigga at Morgan that was like that. He was a homie like shit, yeah. He was on that path to do some shit like that too, yeah. And he fucking died in a car accident.
Damn.
Drunk driving shit, man. Yeah, he was killed somebody. I think he killed two other people too.
And himself?
Yeah. Ran a red light.
Damn, man.
Downtown Baltimore, yeah, yeah. He was a class president. Well, no, he was like Mr. Morgan and shit is what he was and shit. He was... Nigga had hella riz. Yeah, he was on his way. That shit hurt my heart. Yeah, he was the little homie, but it's like, especially when it's like that, you know, and it's like completely your fault.
And you take two
other
lives.
Yeah, like, yeah. And you know this person. You know this is a good person. Yeah, and you like, damn, but you know, you can't rectify those actions, and you affected a lot of people for real. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. This youngin' that I met at Pittsburgh, I used to kick it at Pittsburgh and shit, university with my homie Steve and shit all the time, man. She was from Philly. I met her a couple times. We kicked it. She ended up fucking killing a family in Atlanta and shit. Like, fucking ran into their car, ran home, like ran away from the scene, tried to get the car fixed, all type of shit. They was hunting her for like.
Damn.
Weeks and shit, yeah, like she's still in jail. That shit was probably like 10-12 years ago. She probably, I think she got like 30-40 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like,
you couldn't do that. I mean, shit, like, honestly, shoot a man about to stand there.
Of course,
and,
of course,
you know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah, they was looking for it. This shit was like almost national news for real. They was looking
she
for
she was drunk.
Nah,
it just happened.
I think she was high because she used to smoke a lot, and you know, ain't nothing wrong with that, but.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Easter. What they said was she drove to the store to grab something or whatever, and I think she just wasn't paying attention. She drove and bumped the other car, and the car went into the opposite lane, and them two joints head on. Yeah, two cars went head on.
Shit.
Yeah, she killed like a 3-year-old and a couple families and all type of shit and just drove home. Mm-hmm. She ain't even really getting into no accident. She just bumped the car into the other car and kept driving and shit. But that's like so many poor decisions.
Yeah, that's for sure. Like I mean, like you said, she could have been high, or whatever. But even if she wasn't high, like sometimes that shit just happens. Like, you know, accident.
Yeah.
It's literally called an accident because it wasn't. You know what I mean? It wasn't supposed to happen. But to just take off, like, nah, you.
Yeah, even when you at fault, and then on top of that, for it to be like 2 weeks later, where you all on the news and shit, they looking for you, and you know they looking for you. They put the car in the garage, tried to get somebody to come fix a joint, all type of shit. Her mother went to jail, too.
Accomplice.
Yeah.
People ain't playing with you.
Yeah, this shit crazy, dog. I saw another article not too long ago. They was talking about, I guess somebody went to visit her or whatever, talking about her, how she changed and all type of shit. It was, you know, it was cool, but. That shit crazy, man. You gotta have some accountability, yeah. You gotta be able to face the consequences of the decisions that you make for real. Or you shouldn't be making them decisions. Like, you shouldn't be out here doing things. And like you said, it's an accident. And that shit happens. But then that's where it shows the who you are. The metal of who you are in the inside.
Yeah, because like you said, it's no way that you know. So you felt that impact a little bit, even if you
bust
somebody
off. Yeah,
and then not only that,
her car was fucked up. She had damage all on the side of the car. She hit him hot kind of hard.
Bro, not only that, you looking that rear view in that side, man. You seen the collision?
Yeah, nah, it was tragic, dog. This shit,
you know what I'm saying?
Fire and all type of shit, man. Yeah.
I mean, she might not have seen that.
Nah, I think
sometimes
she did.
It was probably by the time or yet.
Yeah, they said them joints blew the fuck up.
And not only, I mean, shit. I'm just thinking like. I'm sure it was somebody behind her, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, everybody stopped and shit. It was like Easter Sunday, dog. Shit.
I'm saying, like, I'm sure it was somebody who, like, followed her to get that play. Like, yeah, somebody was, you know what I mean? Seen her, yeah.
I know she got the fuck away. And she was, like, in the crib. She went to work, like, one, nothing was wrong and shit. And that shit crazy. So, yeah, that shit. Hopefully God spare her soul, man, because that's the only place, that's the only thing you really got. I know you got to do your time and shit, but you still got to live with yourself. You still got to be in your head and live with the shit that you done. and the actions you took. That's the way I look at it.
I mean, again, like, once it happened, let's say it was an accident, once it happened, there's nothing she could do about it. Like, what was going to happen once she bumped that car and them two cars hit? Yeah. But still, you could have pulled over. You could have been the first one to call down. No, so, like, that's more like
you could have done, you know what I'm saying? Was drive away or stop, man. Yes, you know, she made the wrong decision. So, even that's life. It's always like that where you got to, you know, at some point you got to take accountability for it. But I don't know. You just, certain things, even if you feel like you can get away with it, for me, it's just certain shit I couldn't do to people, man.
Nah, like you say, certain shit, you know, calls for certain measures. Like, if somebody, like, innocent, like, you know what I mean? Like, if somebody that was innocent, like, and you could still just go on, like, you just a not good person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, different where somebody do something to you, violate you in some way, and you do something back, that's different. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah. But, nah. Fuck that.
Shout out to my nigga Chill over there, cook.
Stuck.
Cook,
I know. I feel like we gotta end on a more positive note. We just kinda
It is. It's low. I mean, I don't know where Wilson at. I'm trying to find him in the stars, nigga, where he at.
He fucking with Jimmy right now. Jim Beam, if you don't know.
Yeah,
that nigga so gone. I ain't heard you speaking like 20 minutes, cuz. You straight.
Gone Nation. Okay. Hashtag Gone Nation.
What's that, an Indian tribe or something? <That's him. laughs> You funny as shit, man. Ain't nobody like Chili Willy, y'all. We already know. That's why this is
you don't
what
know,
it is, man.
Now you know.
We out here doing. Niggas out here cooked, you know what I'm saying? I hope everybody else out here just as cooked as we are, man. Mm-hmm. Feeling good.
Oh,
this life.
The data shows they up 21%.
Who?
You know what I'm saying? Despite drinks.
Shit. Is that what's up with you?
Yeah.
That's why you over there smack.
Yeah.
Can't get your shit right.
Yeah.
Can't get right.
Yeah. and shout out to my man's who got slapped. That was kind of, I understand.
One of the Charlo brothers you talking about?
Yeah. I wonder what he's going to do about that.
Yeah, that's the one who fighting Canelo, who got slapped.
Oh, shit.
Jermell is his name. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. He said the other one's name what?
Jamal.
Jamal and Jermell.
Jermell and Jamal.
You know, you have twins, and then you going to name them one letter apart.
Jamal and Mel.
Yeah. All right, yeah, we fucking get it, man. Look at them. We can tell. They the same, yeah. Give these niggas something. That's a different. That's a different. Different. Relationship, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the homie. I know. Definitely, know this nigga ain't listening. But I had some homie that I went to Morgan and shit where he was in the Well, it was two of them. That's what I'm saying. But they was twins and shit, and one of the niggas died and shit recently.
Damn.
Maybe like 5 years ago. I think he had cancer or something, but I know that's like that might be like the hardest thing, yeah. Like that might be harder than like when you lose your moms for real. Because that's kind of bought into life.
Like,
you know that's gonna happen. Yeah. You hope that's gonna happen. You know, you don't want your mom to bury you, but you know at some point your mom will be gone.
But not your 20s.
Yeah, like,
twin
you don't expect
like,
that to just
you,
yeah, like we here, we doing all of like, this together.
How we not do? How that not
yeah,
happen?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
dog. I know. That's crazy, dog. To lose a twin and shit, like that's probably the worst thing to go through for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And homie, I just mentioned that because I think it's his birthday. It was their birthday a couple days ago. He made a post and shit, but. Yeah, dog. That's a relationship that nobody will ever understand unless you go through it. Mm-hmm. I think like their physical body and mental chemistry is different because they fucking shared the womb together. Like they was with
still,
someone else.
Still though, like all right, so like you look at Bree look like me, but like that's different than you got a nigga who look just like, you know what I'm saying? Like
they was in the womb, nigga.
Like y'all.
They was in the womb playing fucking games together and shit, kicking each other and shit. Well, fucking, playing and fighting and shit in the womb. Like, nigga, move. I'm trying to sleep, nigga. Like, that's a whole different type of bond and nobody will ever know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's so I kind of give them niggas when they do weird shit, like, you know, like that grace, you know. And that, not that the Charlo brothers did anything weird. I was thinking more like how, you know, the Markeith and Mars, and they got the same exact tattoos and shit, like.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, they got literally the same exact tattoos.
Like on their whole body?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Like every time one of them gets, like, it's a group decision for them. We're getting tattoos.
I know that. That's like.
Yeah.
I mean, you need some type of separation. Like,
no, you don't.
I guess you don't, but.
Yeah,
shit.
You don't. That's what I'm saying. That's nothing. You can't understand it. You can never understand it. Because they don't need separation.
Like, that right there is something that I couldn't understand.
Yeah. Because maybe the same, yeah. Maybe if. For them, the separation, they'll feel like they won't.
Once we're not doing the same thing,
their identities are so intertwined that they you know, what, like, we have to do it together. You know, they was fucking bitches together, son. You know, if they getting the task, if they get the whole task together, they was flipping
at
bitches
some
like
point,
shit.
It had to happen.
That motherfucker, what school they went to?
They went to Kansas.
Kansas, yeah, you're right. They went to Kansas. Hell yeah, they was crushing them white joints. The illest nigga in Nebraska, nigga.
Bowdy.
And you know what's actually funny now? I think only one of them playing right now.
Oh yeah, nah, the one that Jokic crushed, he never played again. Remember Jokic pushed his son in the back?
Oh, for real?
He never played again.
Oh shit, nah, I never knew that.
He's done.
Damn.
Jokic fucked him up.
Damn, I ain't know that.
That's a real nigga, man. That was a fucking.
That's a big
Serbian
dude.
Wall crushed his ass. That's why I was funny.
Damn,
when
I
didn't
know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, when that shit happened, niggas was like, "Oh, Markeith was flopping."
Nah.
I don't know which one it was.
Nah,
he fucked him up.
But then, I mean, them be people who don't like. If you saw what happened, like it's one thing if you see what happened, but like, dude, this is a 7-pound, 300-pound dude. Like, and he just even if you just go like that, nigga, that's.
He's larger. He's larger than Andre the Giant.
Yeah,
he's bigger than Andre the
basically,
Giant.
Basically,
and niggas, you know, if
Andre the Giant,
Andre the Giant was like the largest man of all time at some point. You know, they used to. I watched some of the old videos. They used to put this nigga's weight at 600 pounds. They said,
"Nah, capping like shit." Hell, they were like super capping.
7'9", 700 pounds.
Nah, bro.
Andre the Giant. Relax, nigga. This nigga's 6'9" and shit.
That's funny.
They exaggerated everybody's size.
Yeah,
but yeah, that nigga never played again.
Damn, I ain't know that.
Yeah, I don't even remember who, because he hit somebody first, and then Jokic came.
He hit
Porter.
It was either Porter or Jamal Murray.
Yeah, he did some dumb shit. He always doing some dumb shit.
Then he came back and tried to stop and like you know what I mean, take a charge. But like you gonna take a charge plus a little more.
Yeah, nigga, spinal.
That's crazy.
Spinal.
Never played again.
Yeah, that was years ago.
Yeah, about two.
Mm-hmm. Well, you already know, man. Protect your neck. Watch your back and shit.
Hey, man.
Drink water. Drink spike water. Yeah. Drink. Pour one up for Wilson and shit.
Spike drinks up 21%.
You should invest. Invest in the spike drink.
Yeah.
Get it.
Uh-huh.
And don't forget the smoke weed every day.